the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins. I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Then one iron glove blow sends the first guard to smaller.
Try my new electro sun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Shalom, everyone. It is I, the Surfer, bringing you another episode of the What Are You Reading comic book show. We are live. It is Sunday, September 20th, 2015. And we hope to entertain you for the next couple of hours leading up to our coverage of WWE Night of Champions at 7 p.m., hosted by Double A, who's not the boss of me. And can't do this show alone. I'm joined by my co-host, Whitey Bulger. Whitey, what's going on?
Hello. Did you see this movie, Black Mass?
I saw it.
And what'd you think?
It was okay. It was cool. You know, it was a gangster movie. You know.
You didn't love it?
What'd you say?
You didn't love it?
No, I didn't love it. I thought it was decent. I didn't love it. No, I'm not a big gangster guy.
That's fine. I respect your honesty. You know what? Why don't you come back here into this back alley? I want to show you.
That's okay. Stuff. That's okay, Whitey. Because
no. It's a good gift. It's a good gift for me.
No.
Fine. You know what? I'm gonna depart for a moment. I will bring on this wise gentleman, this fellow named Jordan. Could you come over here, please?
Look, just tell him to bring his ass on out here, okay? And you take your evil ass someplace else.
Okay, you need to get me the fuck out of this room with Whitey Bulger, because I am fucking scared, man.
I don't know why you followed him in the first place.
He just came into my room!
Alright, well, tell him to...
He just showed up in my room, said I'm coming into your house, and he just looked at me, and I am fucking scared right
be
now.
Be a what man. Everybody tell him to get the fuck out of your room.
I am not telling that,
right. Look, if you're a bitch, that's not my problem, okay?
I'm not a bitch. I am just scared for... Well, yes, Mr. Bulger, you can have totally all the whiskey that I have in here. Oh, my God, I'm going to die tonight, aren't I?
And
all right, you know, I'm not going to focus on that.
This may be the only time I can say this.
I'm going to be professional.
This may be the only time I can get away with saying this, but...
Yeah?
Fuck Whitey.
No, that was all him, sir, not me. That was Surfer. I can give you his address.
Yeah, I saw Black Mass. Saw it yesterday, actually.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was okay. It was fine. You know, it was just, I tell you, man, Joel Edgerton.
Yeah?
He's come a long way from Kinky Boots.
And I love Kinky. I honestly love Kinky Boots. That's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
Yeah. I really actually do want to go and check out the Broadway show of it.
I don't even need to see the Broadway show.
I do. I want to see.
Listen, I think Kinky Boots is a great movie because of the performances of the actors in that movie. I don't necessarily need to see the play.
Well, that's true. But hey, why not go out and have some fun taking a show and whatnot? I mean, that's always fun, you know?
But when he did that movie, he just seemed like he was gonna be that soft, wimpy kind of. You can get over on him a bit. He'll kind of stand up for himself near the end. But I mean, then he plays bad guys. And plays all kinds of.
It's been a good year for Joel Edgerton. He also made his screenwriting and directorial debut with The Gift, which he also co-starred in.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Didn't want to see it.
I really want to see it. You're just not going to see it because you're scared, right?
No, it's not a scary movie.
It's a psychological thriller. It's all stuff I've also heard be a bit of a horror at some point.
Not really, but I know what kind of movie it is.
I'm interested. I really like it, and if I had to do it all over again, if it wasn't for a fucking show duty, I definitely would have seen that over the movie that's proclaiming to be Fantastic Four.
Oh.
That's just me.
Well,
okay, watching rocks would be like throwing rocks would be better than watching.
Well, look, we're not going to beat this dead horse about Fantastic Four.
No.
It is not the worst movie ever made. It's just not. It's not even one of. It's a bad movie, but
it's an awful movie.
I can put together a whole list of movies that are just way worse.
You know how many movies I've seen.
Well, how many movies you've seen?
Too goddamn many.
You can multiply that by 20.
I've seen too goddamn many movies.
Okay, whatever you've seen, I've seen 20 times more.
Okay, let's not get into a pissing contest.
It's not a pissing contest. I mean, I've been going to the movies since I was 4 years old, so I've seen plenty of movies.
Congratulations.
Yo, thank you. Well, this is an accomplishment. It's like freaking 4 miles, you know?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Apparently, this was not the first time Joel Edgerton was a writer. Well, okay. Well, it was apparently his directorial debut with The Gift. But, hey, you know what? Joel Edgerton is having one hell of a year, man.
You know, that movie he did with about the little boy that grew out of the ground?
Which one?
I can't think of the name.
Odd Life of Timothy Green.
Right. I mean, he was so timid in that particular movie, and then now you see him. He's playing all kinds of bad guys and criminals, and you know.
I believe, there's a thing. One of my friends likes to refer to Joel Edgerton, and I thought this was funny. It's like a. Buff Conan O'Brien.
I don't know.
I could kind of see it, especially with that movie with Tom Hardy, Warrior.
You know what? I still haven't seen that in full. But
that's a great movie! Why haven't you seen it?
I just haven't had a chance to see it, but don't worry. It'll come around. But, anywho.
Alright, but yeah. Hey, welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show. You should watch Warrior. It's a great movie, but... we are here to talk about comic books and also get into the return of Doctor Who. Apparently Whitey Bulger is signaling that he's never seen Doctor Who. Anyway. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk, but you can join and talk with us. There's like several ways you can join us. First off, you can pick up your telephone. We would really appreciate it. Your telephone, your cellophone, your... cellophane, your watch,
phone. Pick up the can with the string attached to it, okay?
You know what? Now, we can literally dial a phone on our watches now. That's amazing. And you can do that by dialing...
Use your Dick Tracy watch.
What?
Your Dick Tracy watch.
Yeah. So just dial the number... So go onto your phones or your watches and dial 215-253-4516... Please, seriously, we need you to call this number. Please. But if you're going to come on to Skype, but if you're going to join us via your computer, you can join us on Skype by calling and or adding the contact SilverSurfer_forever, all lowercase, to help your search. Or you can listen to me and Surfer and be with me and Surfer and Stanley Kubrick and several others in the Listen Live chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live. It is also at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live. You can listen to this broadcast live and all live broadcasts and even encore of the show through the week. We're on a heavy rotation. But if you can't do that, and you gotta listen to it on your own time, because, hey, you're a busy person, you got stuff to do, I understand, I'm busy as well. I'm doing so many things at once. You want to listen at your own time. Well, that's okay, because you can listen to us on Stitcher, Internet Radio, Geek Life Radio, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, and of course, you can go to the almighty iTunes. And you can open iTunes today and search for Rant Entertainment Media Radio in the podcast section while you're there. Subscribing, rate us 5 stars, and leave a review for all shows, any shows. Just spread the word that you're not going to get any better entertainment value anywhere on the internet than rantemradio.com. And that is a fact. I have scientists that proved it.
Because we're on here.
What?
Because we're on this network. That's why you get the best entertainment.
Exactly. Nothing else.
Anyway. So how was your week, though? Real quick. Make it quick.
Busy. I've just been working a lot. Just working. I'm busy as hell. So that's all you're going to get out of me. I'm busy as hell. And I've been catching up on TV in between the working.
Well, there's plenty of TV to come on this week.
Yeah, TV's coming back. Yeah, starting tomorrow. Minority Report. That looks good. Minority Report, Blind Spot.
My DVR is set
for nothing else.
For one episode of each of those to see how I like them before I hit the season pass.
I like to check out at least, like, I don't know, 6 episodes or so to get the feel of the show.
Right, let's start with this.
That's just me.
Let's start. Well, hold on.
So we got any box office, or are we just gonna go right to the
news?
No,
there's no box office. Let's start.
Save people.
Doctor Who started this week. Yesterday. Last night.
Magician's Apprentice was our start to season 9.
Now, I have to say, when they were showing the trailer, right?
Yeah.
And you were seeing all these little scenes. It didn't tell you much, but just, you know, get your little taste, a little excited. You don't realize that most of that stuff came from this first episode.
Nope.
I mean, the things they were showing you, you thought that was going to be stretched out throughout the whole season, what they were showing.
I also didn't realize this was going to be a 2-part season opener.
Well, they've done that before. They did
well,
that.
Well, no, I know they have. I didn't have any awareness it was going to be a 2-parter before I saw last night's episode, is what I was saying.
Oh, well, they've...
I'm not surprised. Look, I've seen Doctor Who. I know they start out with 2-parters, it's not often.
They either do a 2-parter or they'll do an extra long episode for the beginning of the season.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning. I had no knowledge going into the premiere last night that it would be a 2-part premiere, and I'm just kind of surprised. I was like, oh, okay.
And I didn't think Missy would return.
So early?
Yes.
Well,
from the way the trailer looked, it looked like he would somehow try to bring her back during the season. But she's just like, I'm back, my bitches. I'm here. I got a couple questions about Missy for you.
One, yeah, she is the best thing.
No, not that. Okay.
Okay.
Who's crazier, her or Harold Saxon?
Let's see. Harold Saxon was able to create a whole master race. Although Missy seems to be a lot more, seems to be crazier in her personal touch, like how really personal she gets with the Doctor, and how much more, honestly, being much more manipulative.
So your answer is?
I might say Missy. I'm really liking Missy a lot.
Crazy ass Mary Poppins. That's what she is.
That's, hey, you know what, to someone, that is incredibly hot.
Now, next question. Attractive, not attractive?
Attractive.
You would, if she asked you to come back to the room with her?
Yeah, I'd do it. I, you know what, Michelle Gomez is a very attractive woman. I like her.
Okay.
Yeah, she is very good looking. I would totally go with Melissa, well, Michelle Gomez.
Now, here's the funny thing, right? Okay, when I first started watching Doctor Who, right, first episode I actually saw was the origin of the Daleks. Right, came on this morning.
Oh yeah, because. BBC America is now doing Breakfast with Baker, showing Tom Baker episodes.
That was the very first Doctor Who I ever watched. Okay. And, you know, it was that whole conundrum. You know, I understood that he's been fighting the Daleks now for however many hundreds of years, and now he's at the birth of these Daleks, and he has a choice. He could stop them once and for all. He doesn't think that's for him to call it, because he could have wiped them out, like, even before the first Dalek came off the assembly line, okay? Mm-hmm. He chose not to.
Yes.
So, Daleks have been destroying the universe ever since. Came close a couple of times. You know, Time War went on for who knows how many hundreds of
7 years.
More than 7 years.
No, Tom Baker went for 7 years.
No, I said the Time War.
Oh, okay.
The Time Wars. Who knows how many centuries that raged on, okay? Countless of civilizations got destroyed from it, okay? But now we find out that the Doctor is responsible for Davros.
Davros, the creator of the Daleks.
I mean, his whole life is just like one big mistake after another. Like, his biggest mistake is these Daleks. The ones that he's found ways to beat them back time after time, but not after they've done so much damage. They've waged so many wars, destroyed so many countless of people. And come to find out, he was responsible for Davros. And how is Davros still alive? Didn't he die?
It's Kurt. Okay, yes, you're referring to the destruction of the Crucible. Which is what happened last time we saw Davros, but you know, in Last of the Time.
But that, and that's not the only time Davros has died.
No, it isn't. But here's okay. They did not specifically say how he survived. It's still unknown. We're possibly going to get an answer to that in next week's episode, The Witch's Familiar.
Okay, so here's the thing: we're going to find out. Did he create Davros by leaving him behind or coming back to destroy him when he had a chance? Because it looked like he's ready to blast Davros as a child, get rid of him, preventing everything. Of course, the Doctor, his character...
Well, they even showed that famous clip from from Genesis of the Daleks about how the Doctor's like damn near close to his final wiping... All the Daleks. I was like, what could he do? You know, the moral quandary about that.
It's like, as long as he's alive, the Daleks will find a way to come back. And the scariest thing about them is they just make as many as they want. I mean, that's the reason why you can't get rid of them. I mean, like, over and over, they just make more and more Daleks. They turn you into Daleks. Mm-hmm. Now, what is that girl from Game of Thrones? Maisie Williams, right? That's her name?
Marcy Williams, yes.
Okay. I had a speculation that maybe she's related to the doctor. But now I'm thinking she's what Missy's going to turn into at some point this season. What do you think about that theory?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Why not?
Why do you doubt it? Okay. See, Missy's going to be a figure for this entire season.
Yeah, but that doesn't...
Can I...
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. She's going to be important. Excuse me. Well, see, she's going to be an important figure all this season, and she might not be in every episode. I understand that, but they're going to need her around often. And Marcy Williams is on Game of Thrones. I'm sorry. She is.
Yeah, but
she cannot balance this.
Hold up.
No.
If she is to become Missy, it's not like she was a regular. She just shows up for like an episode or two a season.
I know, but also I'm just not feeling any reason as to why she would. I really have no idea as to why this would happen. I really can't think of
anything. Because something happens where she has to regenerate.
Okay, yeah, but I'm still trying to think. What could happen? I don't know. Okay. I don't like this theory.
Think of the dynamic. You got an old doctor, and now he's fighting a master who is basically a teenage girl.
Yeah? Go on. Keep talking.
So I'm just saying, they saying, yeah, you'll be surprised what her role is this season. And I'm thinking if she's not going to be related to the doctor, I'm thinking at some point she may be Missy regenerated.
Possibly. Although, again, given Game of Thrones' shooting schedule and such, and the different shooting schedules, I'm not sure how that could work out.
I got a message. Somebody said for you to stop baiting your cat. I don't know what that means, but... Are you watching your cat?
I really can't... I don't know.
I don't know.
Apparently, Stanley Kubrick saying she's going to be playing a naughty little minx. Doctor Who. Okay. I haven't seen too much of the trailers. I've only seen the brief clip of her taking off the helmet.
Well, there's a longer trailer where you see.
Well, I didn't see that.
See more of her. There's one in which, like, she's standing next to a carriage, and it looks like the person in the carriage isn't a good person, but we'll find out.
Well, I didn't know because I haven't seen much more. I haven't really seen that many trailers for
this. We're going to skip all this other TV talk just for now.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch it. I'll just. Some of her,
Vixen was short, like always.
I didn't get a chance to watch yet. Also, I'm almost kind of really done with Fear the Walking Dead. It's boring as balls.
But I guess some good news for us news.
I just want to sum up my feelings on Doctor Who. I really like the episode. I think it was a very good start. Although, I'm almost kind of feeling like someone brought up to me and was like, how many times can Moffat pull up the Doctor is Destined to Die story, plot point?
I think this episode was better than all the episodes last season. Not to say there wasn't no good episodes last seasons.
True, but I'm not ready to quite say that yet, because this is one episode compared to the whole season.
No. Right, and this episode was infinitely a lot better than all of last season. They packed a lot in this one episode. and it's just getting started. Who knows how the rest of the season going to go? But, I mean, the way they established, one, Missy and her badass crazy self, okay? The Doctor, he seems more comfortable with his character than he did last season. Last season, his the way he was, did you know, it kept fluctuating what kind of person he was. But now he seemed like he's more comfortable in his own skin, and he knows what kind of kook he is.
I mean,
you did watch the marathon over the weekend, right?
When I could, again, I've been busy.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, not that you sat there and watched it all the way through, but I know you've seen parts here and there, right?
Yeah, I mean, okay, I mostly had it on for background noise.
Right, and you know, it's like he didn't establish the type of doctor he was to that last episode. But now he seems like he's in place the way he's going to be all season long.
Yeah, no, it does. And although I warmed up, I immediately came to love and really enjoy Capaldi's Doctor by the end of the previous season. Like, again, the episode Listen was the one that just immediately made me fall in love with him.
Excuse me.
But I will say it's a really good episode that I highly enjoy, and I think will help to set the pace very nicely for what's to come of the rest of the season. And I can't wait to see more of Missy, who again I love a lot at right now.
And she loves being over the top.
I kind of enjoy that about her.
Yeah.
I love how Michelle Gomez plays it. I really, really love how she gives this new incarnation of the Master such vibrant life.
But it was funny how both of them shit themselves when they realized they was on Skaro. It's like they both dealt with Daleks for centuries. Oh.
Yeah, pretty much.
But to realize they were on Skaro, that is like this, that is like the scariest place in the entire universe. Anyway, some news.
Yes,
news. I'm ready to give you the finger, Jordan. Because, sure. Of course, we all know Batman. People love Batman. People that don't know Batman love Batman. And most people know that Bob Kane is responsible for creating Batman. Oh, but what's little known to the masses that he didn't create Batman on his own. He had a partner. Because, you know, it's the writer and the artist that usually create a character. And Bob Kane was the artist, but there was a writer named Bill Fingers who helped create Batman. He helped create the Joker. He helped create a lot of Batman's mythos early on. But he never got the full credit he deserved.
No, he never did. And it honestly kind of pissed me off and many other people for years, including the estate of Bill Finger. But now, due is finally being given. DC Entertainment has announced that Bill Finger is going. Who, by the way, also helped co-create Green Lantern. Little known fact. Will be helping to receive official credit for his work on film and television projects based on his creations. This is starting with the upcoming season of Gotham. Sorry, my friend. And Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
So, good for him. I mean,
it's finally happening. It's finally.
Now, does that mean that the state will get a little coin in their pocket, or?
Well, I'm looking at this, but it should be noted that Bob Kane said this a long time ago in his 1989 autobiography, Batman and Me. He described Bill Finger as a contributing force in the series and noted, "I must admit that Bill never received the fame or recognition that he deserved." That's goddamn right. Part of this is thanks to the biography of Bill, the Boy Wonder, made by Mark Tyler Noblemans. Calling Finger Batman's biggest secret. And last year, you know, a reissue of Batman's first appearance in honor of his 75th anniversary actually gave Finger cover credit for his work. So, It's exciting. It's fantastic. And DC finally got up their ass and did something about this. Good on you guys. Doing the right thing. Now, since we're talking about DC, let's talk about some dead books.
Go ahead.
Yeah, DC announced 5 cancellations coming in. If you're hearing about 9, that's false, because they're saying, oh, Bizarro and Batmite are gone. Those are miniseries. They were promoted as miniseries. They have a limited time run. Do your damn job and do some research. Shit, man. All right, so this is what's going away from DC. Doomed and Green Lantern, The Lost Army. As well as Lobo, Gotham by Midnight, Justice League United, and the Omega Men.
Okay, Justice League United. Who's on part of that team right now?
Jeff Lemire is the writer.
No, who's on the team?
I actually dropped that book so I can read it in trades. I feel like I'm somewhat responsible now. Yeah. I'll try to go look it up. But I know Poison Ivy's on there. It's Stargirl and Green Arrow and Adam Strange and Animal Man.
None of the Big 8 or 7, right?
Well, yeah, but... Justice League United is a book that reads far better in trade, if I'm going to be completely honest. And that's why I kind of just did not do the book in single issues anymore. Because I read the first trade when it was all collected. And it felt far better that way. But
you know, little sidetrack. Speaking of trade, I was listening to a podcast, and this guy, he owns a store, and he made the announcement that his shop won't be selling monthly issues anymore. That they'll only be selling trades. What do you think about that?
That's a kind of a stupid idea.
Well, it's bad for
business.
Well, he said that, you know, like, selling the single issues kind of prevents him from making a profit. Because, you know, you got to... Because, okay. You know, when you order single issues, you got to order a certain amount. And then, of course, if you don't sell that, you don't get your money back. And then, like, Diamond has everybody over a barrel.
Well, that's always been common knowledge.
And then, you got to thank Marvel for that. But Diamond got everybody over a barrel. Okay? They gotta pay for their books up front. So, you know, issue with Green Lantern. They don't order it and then pay them. They gotta pay for it. So if they order 20 copies and only 3 go off the shelf, that's 17 issues not selling. Then they end up having to put it in a dollar bin hoping they can try to recoup some of their money back. So he's just saying that, you know,
yeah,
that's
I know.
Yeah, and you know, his trade sales are they do great. You know, you just said that you want to read that one book in trades.
Well, yeah, that's because it reads better that way. But there are still books single issues.
But people write now for the trade.
Some do.
Yeah, just about everybody do. I mean,
just about everybody. There still doesn't write single issue like one-off stories.
Okay, I'm just, you know.
But I still think that's a stupid idea. You still have a market for single issues. Those exist. That's stupid. I'm just gonna say it like it is. It's fucking stupid. And that guy really needs to rethink his business strategy. I'm just going to say that.
That's what he just did.
Rethink it again.
Well, I mean, he's the one who's been in business, and you know, he knows what was making him money and what's losing him money.
Well, fair enough, but still, there's a good market for single issues.
Yeah, but his store is not doing it.
All right, fine. Sure. Whatever. Whatever. He wants to do it? Fine. Go ahead. I don't fucking matter.
Yeah, he said that people that have their prescriptions.
Subscriptions.
I always mess up.
Is this also a pharmacy? Can I get some Percocet can I get my Percocet with the latest Scott Snyder trade?
I don't know why I do that. I don't know why when I'm trying to say subscription, I say prescription. When I'm trying to say subscription, you know, why I always say them backwards. But anyway.
Does picking up a trade of Painkiller Jane come with Vicodin?
Yes.
Awesome. All right.
You know, if you have one, you can still get your single issues. But anyway, that's...
Well, I mentioned Omega Man. Now, I haven't had a chance to read the current four issues of Omega Man that are out. I'm going to try to read that soon. But Omega Man has apparently become such a huge fan favorite. And now it's saved for now. It's going to go to at least 12 issues because there was such loud and vocal fan support that Jim Lee and Dan DeVille confirmed over Twitter, like saying, "We promised 12 issues and we will keep our commitment. The Omega Men will continue until issue 12 at least right now."
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Omega Men saved, which also tells me, yeah, I should get off my ass and go and read those and see what I think about it, because I do keep hearing, like, so many people saying, oh, it's at the top of my pull list now. I gotta read it when it comes in. Gotta read. So, hey, for all you Omega Men fans out there in the chat, you're good. You're doing all good.
It's all good.
Yeah. Anyway, so just to... All right, so we can tickle surface fancy for a bit. Apparently, the fifth season of Once Upon a Time will be fully exploring a LGBTQ relationship between Mulan and Aurora.
That's going to be awkward. Now, did you watch this season?
I caught glimpses of it.
All right, so what...
I know Mulan. I know all about Mulan on the show because I have a conversation with my friend Caitlin about it.
All right, so for those who need to keep up with Once Upon a Time, while everybody was in Storybrooke, not all the fairy tale characters got transported over. So Aurora, who's of course Sleeping Beauty, she was left behind. Also Prince Philip and Mulan. Now, at some point, Mulan met Prince Philip and had her feelings for him and went on his quest to help save Prince Aurora. But he got hurt, through some magic. And it left Mulan and Princess Aurora together. And she kind of picked up feelings for her because there's nobody else around. But then, for no reason, Mulan kind of disappeared. Now, what happened was, she kind of hooked up with Robin Hood and her merry men. She stayed with them. But when Robin Hood and his men came over to Storybrooke, she was nowhere around. And then Philip and Aurora, they came over, but they was turned into flying monkeys at one point, and they're supposed to be okay now. But Aurora hasn't been seen. So now they're going to explore her feelings Mulan's feelings for Aurora. So I thought maybe at first they were going to put her with Hook, but then Hook fell in love with Emma.
Well, let's see. Executive producer Edward Kittis said, we know the community have been big supporters of the show, and we love to be able to tell a story that reflects that. And other executive producer Adam Horwich, who I assume are the showrunners, also said, "We want the show to reflect the world as it is now. Where it's going to be with any particular character, we're not going to say." But it's more or less, yeah.
Well, I'm quite sure a few of the dwarves are in serious relationships with each other. I mean, who else are they going to date?
Normal-sized people? Anybody they want?
Nope, the only person that had feelings was Grumpy. And it was those feelings that made him grumpy in the first place, because he couldn't be with the person he was in love with. So.
Okay. Well, hey.
Hey, man. Doc and Dopey, man. I'm telling you. Don't be surprised. They get married.
Now, Surfer, do you think it's wise to slap Deathstroke?
You know, sometimes Deathstroke has to smack a bitch.
Yeah, which is what happened with Manu Bennett at the recent Alamo City Comic Con.
Yeah, this is...
He was arrested early last Sunday in San Antonio, Texas, in charge of misdemeanor assault. KENS, Channel 5 News on San Antonio, reported that the SAPD were called to the Grand Hyatt Hotel for an assault in progress, where reports have indicated Bennett was taken into custody following a physical altercation and charged with assaulting, causing bodily harm. He was held on $1,600 bail, bond, and was released that following afternoon. But the Villains of Arrow panel was canceled because of this. And also, he was rocking a handlebar porn stash.
Now, he, of course, played Deathstroke on season 2, or Arrow, in season 1, too.
Yeah, but he primarily wasn't the first.
He wasn't known as Deathstroke in season 1. He was just known by
Slade
Wilson. And I'm surprised that shit don't go on more often, man, to be honest. I mean, people are detached from reality when it comes to celebrities and stars. And, you know, they see them at these cons and they want, and then... Then they get upset when these celebrities ain't falling over them for them being a fan. And so what did they say made him hit? No one knows, huh?
As the report says, no further details about the incident have been released. So we don't know jack shit. We'll probably never know jack shit. We don't know shit.
Well, who knows? You know, maybe just get a slap on the wrist. Maybe it'd be more serious than that.
Yeah. Hey, you want to talk about some casting news?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, Xander Berkeley is joining the upcoming season of The Walking Dead in a mysterious role. We don't know jack shit about it.
And who is he?
He will not debut until the second half of the sixth season, and they've adamantly said he's not Negan. Do not ask us if he is Negan. He is not Negan.
That don't mean he isn't.
But apparently, he will, however, have personality traits similar to the leader of the Saviors, Negan, including his big ego, survival instincts, and enjoy the sense of power and control Negan does in the comics.
His
deal for appearing on the show includes the potential to be a series regular in season 7.
You can't believe what these showrunners say, because they don't want what's going on to get out. So, you know, until we see it, don't believe what
I hope they're not pulling that shit with Spectre. It's like, oh, Christoph Waltz is totally not God damn it, I'm a huge James Bond. Blofeld! Why did I forget that? I'm an asshole.
Blofeld. Who's who you like better, Blofeld or Blowfly?
Blofeld.
Do you know who Blowfly is?
Nah, who the hell is that?
He made music back in the '70s.
Okay. The other bit of casting news. Rachel McAdams officially confirms she's in Doctor Strange.
But they haven't said as who.
Oh no, that is still a secret.
She either is gonna be Night Nurse or she's gonna be Clea. I'm trying to think of what other female characters associated with Doctor Strange.
My best bet is Clea.
Who hasn't been seen in the comic books in what?
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm trying to
the
remember
90s? The last time.
Well, okay, was she in the? Okay. I might as well reread the Oath. Was she in the
No,
Oath?
She wasn't in the Oath. Cause that's how Strange got involved with Night Nurse, because Kalia wasn't around, you know. And
that is true. That is very much true. Shit. But yeah, she's in it. Scott Glenn is going to be back as Stick for at least 3 episodes of season 2 of Daredevil.
Yeah, I want to see more of what Stick can do.
And hopefully we will see Stone, which means we'll get chased. And the last bit of casting news, Woody Harrelson is joining War for the Planet of the Apes as its human villain. He is being called the Colonel.
Now we know why that the apes win.
Yeah. Very much so.
Is it, now that I think about it, think about that statement. He's playing the human villain.
Yes.
So, you know, the original Planet of the Apes series, for the most part, the apes was the villains. Now it's the fucking humans that are just fucking things up. So it's no wonder the apes end up taking over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
You're on point.
I mean, you had the one dude fucked up with the in the first movie, right? Got involved with experimenting those apes a little too fast.
Yeah,
ended up making Cobra. Okay.
Dumbass, yeah.
And then you got not even Commissioner Gordon, what's his name again? Help me out. What's dude's name again?
Which one?
That played Commissioner Gordon.
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman, yeah. Like, he wasn't even the true villain. It was that other asshole that ended up shooting one of the monkeys and then taking guns up there and pulling a gun on Caesar's little kid. That was the true asshole of that one. But there's always the statement, the human villain. They're telling you that the apes are the good guys. They have to take over. I don't know.
Who the hell knows? But now we gotta get to what people are wanting to know. Did you see the Zoe 101 clip released by Teen Nick?
No, I didn't watch Zoe 101.
I had to work that in somehow. I just had to work.
You
that
watch
in.
Zoe 101?
Let's not talk about high school. Shut up.
Is this something you want to talk about?
No.
So why'd you bring it up?
Because that's been blowing up on social media, and it's been a bit, of a thing among my friends. So I was. I want to be relevant. God damn it!
Tell me what had happened.
It's like a script thing. Like they were, it's a time capsule sort of thing, and they actually went back and filmed with the original actors and shit.
You know, my problem with what is it, Nick? He said
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, you know what.
They don't have any good shows worth watching right now?
No. They're not making a show for me. Never have, never will.
Rocko's Modern Life?
No, nothing. I'm an adult.
But Rocko's Modern Life is good.
I'm old enough to have grandchildren.
Okay, I just wanted to make a stupid joke about a goddamn teenage show.
Okay, I'm not putting you down for it.
That's all I wanted to do. Let's talk about Akira. I've never seen the movie.
You need to read it.
So please come at me. I'm that asshole experienced Akira.
Listen, I'm one of those people that didn't think the movie lived up to the book, but the book is amazing. You have to read it. It is a long read.
Oh, and I've got so much.
I think it's like 32 issues. 32 thick issues.
Oh, gee, thick.
They're not regular comic book size. But anyway,
But again, so, it's like I'm a busy man. I got so much shit to do, but I'll try to read Akira at some point.
Okay, you don't have to read Akira all at one time. Just, you know.
I know. I can stretch it out, and I'll do that. But the reason we bring up Akira is because, you know, Hollywood's long wanted to do a Hollywood, you know, a live action version. There have been so many people that are saying, like, don't you fucking touch Akira. Don't you do that. I will suck the shit out of you.
Well, you know what the problem is with Hollywood.
They would probably whitewash it.
Very much so.
Yeah, that's the biggest concern, because at some point there was talks of Keanu Reeves being the lead, and they were not having
any of that. And Leonardo DiCaprio.
And people love Leo, but not that much.
Leo now is way too fucking old to play in a care.
Who is?
Leo. He's in his 40s.
And also, he's off doing, like, fucking, you know, award movies.
It's not even that. I mean, listen, if an Akira movie would be big, but if you change it too much, it's going to turn off its fan base just to try to bring in some people that may not give a damn about it. And, you know, this takes place in Neo Tokyo. They want to change it to Neo New York. Why? And then you're going to have white actors with Japanese names. But anyway, so.
But here's the thing. Nolan, Christopher Nolan, is scheduled to have a film with Warner Bros. 2017. It's being kept very hush hush because Nolan. And, you know, there's been movement on the live-action Akira movie. Like, right now, it's being produced with Leonardo DiCaprio's production company, Appian Way, with Andrew Lazar and Matt Chanson, and season two showrunner of Daredevil, Marco J. Ramirez, is writing the script. But here's the thing. Apparently, people are connecting that this possibly is the mystery movie that Nolan is doing, because it's set for release in July 2017. And that, well, according to Den of Geek, a source close to the studio let slip that Warner's is looking to make a trilogy of Akira movies.
Yeah, because instead of
cramming into one movie.
Because 2 hours isn't. I mean, that's my problem with the movie now. Like that book is so dense, and then they're going to cram it into 2 hours, and then when you get to Akira in the movie, it is not the Akira that's in the book.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I will take your word for it. Again, have never read or seen Akira.
So wait, got Netflix. Isn't that on Netflix?
No, it's not on Netflix. I can check right now. I will do a live on-air check. But hey, you know what? If anyone wants to send me Akira off my Amazon wish list, I'll go and see if it's... I'll go make sure and check if it's on there. Wink. But
well, the Nolanites would support it, but
the source also claims that within the past 3 months, Nolan met with a filmmaker that's previously been attached to the project, and the identity of said filmmaker is being kept a very close secret.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, people are possibly connecting that Nolan's doing Akira. What would you think about this?
Well, I think Nolan likes doing more original stuff. Like Batman was an exception to what he do. I don't think he wants to do it doesn't seem like he wants to do something that's that has something to compare to. But I could be wrong. And I'm gonna stay even keel on anything have to do with a live action Akira movie. I mean, until I see something concrete, I'm not gonna get upset over it, because listen, just because he's Nolan doesn't mean he can't mess it up, especially if some studio head is involved with it, and it's just a wait and see.
Okay. Well, would you even be excited about a live-action Akira movie?
I just said I'm not going to have any feelings towards it one way or another at this point.
Okay. Yeah, you want to take a story next?
Take a story.
Yeah, pick a story. Yeah, come
well,
on.
Well, looks like the Gambit movie is cursed.
What the hell's going on? First,
it seemed like okay, it was like, all right, we're doing Gambit. Channing Tatum wants to do Gambit. Channing Tatum is involved with Gambit. Then it's like, oh no, he's walking away from Gambit. And then no, we signed him. We got him. And of course, if Channing Tatum had walked away, nobody would could care less about Gambit. Okay.
Oh, my girlfriend will disagree with that.
Listen. Hold up. No. But before we go on, there are people that are fans of Gambit, but the overall masses, they don't give a damn about
Gambit. That is true.
Okay, now Gambit just lost their director.
Rupert Wyatt. And production's still scheduled to go next month.
So,
look, they're
Fox people, they fucking around with something they come on now. Do you got any faith in a Gambit movie at this point?
Well, first I want to read the statement Wyatt said. He said, "I was very much looking forward to working with my friend Channing and the team at Fox. Regrettably, a push and the start date now conflicts with another project. I thank them for the opportunity, and I know that Gambit will make a terrific film." So they've said production could now move to anywhere between October 2015 and February 2016, with the movie still set for its October 7, 2016 release.
Okay. I mean,
that right now with this long, push it real good out.
Push it real good.
I'm done. But shit, man. What do you think now? Like, do you think this movie's gonna be able to start shooting by the end of this year?
It's not.
Is that even
possible? They can get a monkey to sit in the chair if they just want to get a movie out. Okay, it's not hard to get a director. It's a question of getting a quality director that's going to demand, something good, but put on film. That's where the problem may come in at. They can get anybody to sit there and say, cut. That doesn't mean they're going to make a good film. And, they could get somebody that, the actors could just, run over, take advantage of them. Do things their way. You never know. Fox could feel like the director's not important. So, until we get a concrete name and we get somebody that either has a proven track record, because they could get a first-time director. Huh. All Fox is worried about right now is keeping the rights. We know for a fact Fox is about keeping the rights to the things they have the rights to. Why do you think they put out a Hitman movie?
Rights?
To keep the rights.
Also because they goddamn can?
No, I mean, if you want to keep the rights to these movies, you got to put something out at some point. And they'll wait till the last second and put, I mean, Fox did that with the very first Fantastic Four, the Roger Corman Fantastic Four. That was only made so they could keep the rights to that movie.
Well, duh. That became very apparent when you watched the movie.
And then,
so you're saying they're gonna try. Sounds like they're definitely gonna try to very
look,
much
look.
Push.
They got Channing Tatum signed, okay? They're just gonna stick somebody. Unless they can get a quality name, they're just gonna stick somebody in the chair and get the movie done. How it turns out, we'll find out.
Who the hell knows?
If they make a Gambit movie, I'll go see it. Do I need to see a Gambit movie? Not really.
Well, we are a comic book show.
I'm just saying. excuse me. when Blade came out all those years ago, and then X-Men, and then Spider-Man, and stuff like that, I don't think anybody was sitting there saying, man, I can't wait for them to get the Gambit. Nobody was saying that. Okay? Uh-huh. So. Oh, man, I'm getting the hiccup now.
Should take care of that ship before we got on the air.
No, I'm just starting to get it now.
All right. Well, hey, hold it your breath and count 10 seconds. You know.
Maybe it's just indigestion. Okay, now my browser's acting up. You know, I downloaded the free Windows 10.
Did you now?
Yes. Did they get offer you Windows? You know, everybody can get a free copy of Windows
10. I'm on 10. Mac.
Oh. Well, you can get Windows 10 too, you know.
Well, yeah, but I'd rather not, because I very much am still, I'm very much still in love and very happy with the Mac OS X operating system I have right now. And also, while I do have all my work backed up on several hard drives, and, you know, USB drives, I'd rather not take such a big goddamn hit and wait several hours. I'd rather not wait most of the day for my computer to just restart itself.
All your nudes are, you know, in the cloud. So
well, yeah, that's going to get out one day. I don't have a cloud account.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
It's automatic.
I don't ever use it.
You don't have to use it. It goes up there anyway.
Well, hey, my nudes are kept secret, so shut up.
Okay. So you say.
I do say.
All right. You know,
also, who the hell would want to see my nudes?
Well, you know, somebody might want to blackmail you.
Blackmail? I don't got shit. I don't got shit. Who the fuck is going to blackmail me? No. Okay. Before we get to the news, we've got to figure this out. Chat room. Who's going to blackmail me? Why would I be blackmailed?
Double A would blackmail you.
Why would Double A blackmail me?
Because he's shady like that.
Okay. So he just blackmailed me for the fuck of it?
Yep. Just to fuck with you.
Because he's bored.
Yep.
I'm bored. I guess I'll go blackmail Jordan right now?
Yep. Okay.
That is odd. My mind is now racing. I'm still trying to figure out. God, why? I don't have jack shit.
Okay, all right, just forget.
So he just blackmailed me for the fuck of it?
Forget it. Yep. Forget it, Jordan. Just to fuck with you.
Because he's bored.
Forget it.
All right, whoa. I'm bored. I guess I'll go blackmail Jordan.
Hold on.
Now?
See? Yep. Hold on.
Would I be blackmailed to be a pawn? Like a little...
No, let's move on. Because
I don't even have a car. It's going to happen.
Okay, just move on. Okay, let's move on.
No, just... See,
No, let's move on. Because we don't have much time left.
This is what you did. You did this.
Yeah, I see. Pandora's box.
Yeah, you did. That's your fault. And I'm gonna. And you know what else is in this box? A possible Air Booster Gold and Blue Beetle movie. Boom! I worked it back in. How you like that? Suck it.
That could work.
So word is that Greg Berlanti of Arrow, The Flash, and Supergirl will be executive producing and directing a movie of Booster Gold and Blue Beetle.
Now, this would be, the Blue Beetle would be the not the Jaime Reyes Blue Beetle, but the...
Ted Kord. Well, now, see, here's the thing. I want to go more into the story, but this will apparently contradict all the rumors about DC's no humor policy, as this will essentially be a superhero buddy cop movie, which is essentially what Booster and... Booster and Blue Beetle are, and that's awesome.
Yeah, they did that. They'd have to be humorous, but It wouldn't be funny. Not making a comedy. It doesn't necessarily have to be a comedy, but it has to have some comedic elements. It needs to be on Guardians when it comes to comedy. Guardians level. You know? It could fit right into that type of movie.
Well, the reports actually indicate it'll be Jaime Reyes.
Oh, okay.
Instead of Headquarters, which I love Jaime, but I'm sorry, whenever I think Blue, and I love the team up of Jaime and Booster Gold.
Yeah, they teamed up a lot in the books.
Yeah, they've teamed up here and there. Yeah, they're an enjoyable team up, but I'm sorry, when I think Blue Beetle and with Booster Gold, it's Ted Kord. I gotta have Ted Kord.
My thing is, like with Ted Kord, you got a regular person teaming up with Booster Gold, as opposed to Jaime Reyes, who got on the Scarab armor, giving him powers. But you know, let's see how they do it.
I'm excited. I want this. I want it. This would be exciting. Let's hope it happens. Speaking of Berlanti, apparently a deleted scene from the first season Blu-ray DVD release of The Flash is Tuesday. Wish I could pick it up. Just can't afford it. Features a reference to Aquaman.
Aquaman and another hero.
Whatever hero.
Superman. Because they mentioned about being a guy being able to bend still with his hands.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay. Well, yeah, the lead scene is most obviously from the pilot, as indicated by the fashion and such, where Barry is discussing with Joe, you know, oh, yeah, yeah, now I see it. They discuss reports of how Barry's going off, you know, discussing reports of a man who could bend steel with his bare hands in Starling City. Wait, did that make that Cyrus Gold, doesn't it?
No. Let's skip that. Here's the thing, okay? The reason why Aquaman's being more mentioned because it's more likely he could show up on Flash than Superman ever will.
And I wouldn't mind that. I love Aquaman.
You know, Warner Brothers Television, they're not going to bring Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman on TV ever, which is sad.
Because
they think if they show up on TV, that it'll confuse people with the movie. Doesn't have to. People, it's just since you're not mixing.
People can tell the difference.
Since you're not mixing universes, people won't get confused. As long as you're doing all the takes on these characters right, it won't matter. So. But you brought up Flash. I know a lot of people are not too happy with this new photo of the Red Tornado.
From Supergirl.
From Supergirl, yes.
Red Tornado. I knew why you connected with Flash because, you know, same producers, but... Yeah, the very first look at Red Tornado.
If you don't know who he is an android with the ability to generate wind, like in gusts of tornadoes. And he's, of course, colored red, which is why he's called Red Tornado. And he's kind of like the DC version of the Vision. Both have similar background stories. They were created to destroy the team, but they ended up joining them instead and becoming heroes. And I don't see nothing particularly wrong with the photo. It's just a photo. Let's see how they pull off the effect.
Man, designs like Vision and Red Tornado are going to be hard to pull off in live action inherently because, you know, you're having a human play an android.
Well, you know, the Vision did look good.
This is a television budget,
for one. But it's how the effect gonna look? That's what's more important, you know. If he's making the wind funnels, and it looked like it's pencil drawn in, then it looked terrible. If he makes the wind funnels and it looks natural to the scene, then hey, you know, it'll be a hit. So.
Yeah, agreed. I like the look, although like yeah, it could be a little better, but I think it's fine. It could be worse. But Luke Cage is filming now.
Yes.
Luke Cage finally filming. Oh, that feels so good to say.
And photos of different set pieces are coming out.
Most notably, Alfre Woodard and Marla Dillard and Mahershala Ali as Cornell Cottonmouth Stokes.
What kind of name was that? Cottonmouth.
That was his. That's how he was created. I mean. But this gets us one step closer to Iron Fist.
You know, it's Jessica Jones supposed to be in this?
No, I mean, word.
Because it kind of doesn't make sense that he shows up in hers, but then she just disappears like she never existed when his city comes along. I mean, if they're dating, then you'd think she would show up for an episode or two.
Well, yeah, maybe an episode or two. But again, it's unknown what her role in the Luke Cage TV show will be.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'd rather, you know, maybe have Danny show up a bit.
Yeah, he got to show up a little bit too.
I need my heroes for hire. I gotta have them.
Yeah, if Misty Knight shows up, then, you know, her boyfriend will show up eventually, so. I wonder if she's going to be in his show, too. The girl playing Misty Knight. Is she going to show up in the Iron Fist? It depends on what they do Iron Fist. If Iron Fist takes place all in Kung Long and not anywhere near...
it's got to take place in the city at some point because you got to set up Danny Rand.
No, I'm saying it could be him learning to become Iron Fist.
Very true. And they can maybe go to China and sub it as Kunlun.
I just said that.
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't quite hear well.
But I got some movie news for you. Minions, second biggest animated film of all time. Surpassing Toy Story 3.
Why?
Because everybody loves a little
children.
Everybody loves Twinkie. Okay.
I love Twinkies too. I'm not gonna keep shoving them and shoving them in my mouth.
And the Minions are just they've taken over. It's like the biggest animated film in China, I believe now. How you like those apples?
Well, I don't care about the Minions.
What do you mean you don't care about the Minions?
I don't give a good goddamn about them. I just don't have any attachment to the Minions.
How dare you?
How dare I have an opinion?
No, Minions.
I don't care about the Minions. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
You should.
The Minions exist. Here's my opinion about the Minions. They exist.
They're cute and cuddly.
They're existing. They exist.
They're taking over the world. Let's see.
Whatever. I just don't.
Ain't no whatevers.
I just don't care about the Minions. It is
the
15th
all-time biggest movie. It's almost ready to surpass Dark Knight Rises. It could beat out Frozen eventually. Okay, Frozen is at 1.2 million and a billion. I'm sorry, Minions at 1.08 billion. Don't hate, appreciate.
I don't care. I'm not hating. It's just I don't care about the minions. I have no real opinion about them. I do not care for them. I don't like them. Just whatever.
Oh,
and there's a difference between not liking and hating.
What is wrong with you?
Maybe I just think differently than almost every goddamn person that's seen this movie.
Do you know what?
Apparently, half the world.
You know what the biggest domestic animated feature is?
I don't know.
Shrek 2.
What 2?
Shrek 2.
Okay.
Still king, baby.
All right.
All right, Jordan. You've lost brownie points, in my opinion.
I'm sorry, I have a differing opinion.
Yeah, you have a terrible opinion.
This is not a contrary thing. This is my honest feelings. I don't
care
about...
your feelings.
I don't care about the minions. I'm sorry. Come at me, bro.
Please, people, take Jordan down on Twitter for me. I appreciate that. Destroy him. Attack. Now, what's this about G.I. Joe wanting the rights back?
Yeah, let's go to something I actually can get behind. G.I. Joe. Because he's a real American hero. What have those minions done? G.I. Joe protects us. Keeps us safe at night.
I'm going to tell you again, like I told you before. The G.I. Joe real American hero is not the real G.I. Joe. Okay? It is a fake G.I. Joe. It's not the real G.I. Joe. The real G.I. Joe is what I grew up with. 12-inch action figures with the kung fu grip. But, So who wants the rights back? The studio or the toy company?
Well, allow me to tell you. Stanley Weston, who is... created a concept of manufacturing and selling the G.I. Joe figures, wearing and carrying miniaturized weapons of uniform, you know, all that shit 60 years ago. He wants to reobtain the rights of the $100 million franchise from Hasbro. And Hasbro themselves have acquired the rights to the toy line from a predecessor company a few years ago and has since, and since then the popular line has spawned multiple adaptations, you know. To, you know, the especially more particularly those two movies with Channing Tatum, with a third film in development, and the current lawsuit utilized an exploit from the mid 70s change in copyright law, and actually has a precedent, a case between the creator of He-Man and Masters of the Universe and Mattel. Mattel ended up winning the case through a work made for a higher situation. This case could ultimately come down to those exact details regarding who came up with the idea and who commissioned whom and how involved each of the prospective parties were in the process.
You okay? I don't know if I have an opinion on this right now.
Well,
I don't think this guy's getting his rights back, though. He's going up against a company, yeah. Little guy against a big company, you know, these courts, they're kind of bought off when it comes to corporate rights, so. But I wish him well. I do.
Well, hey, you want to talk about Blu-rays?
Talk about what?
Blu-rays.
What about those blue things?
Blu-ray. Oh, you're an idiot.
Yeah, what about them? What? Hey, wait. What'd you call me?
A very glorious human being.
You're walking a thin rope, buddy. Okay?
I love you!
Get off my tip, okay? Go to the next story.
I love you so much. What? Hold on, Surfer. Will you let me in to your heart?
No. Fuck off of me. Fuck off of me, man. Do the story. You pissed me off. It's no end now. Okay? You're about to make an enemy of me.
Anyway, Justice League Unlimited might be getting a full, apparently it's getting a planned Blu-ray, complete series Blu-ray release.
Why don't they just release everything?
On Blu-ray?
Yeah, like
Batman the Animated Series?
No, I mean Justice League, Justice League Unlimited. They keep releasing them as two separate series.
Well, there was that one huge set, you know, years ago that had every episode.
They did release it. Okay, I didn't
see that. Yeah, do you not remember that?
No.
Yeah, remember, there was, they've done them in separate seasons and such, you know, but of course there was that big DVD release years ago that had every episode of Justice League and every episode of Justice League Unlimited. But apparently it is planned now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you. Release them both. Come on. Well, there's a full-page ad, you know, in several DC-produced DC comics and such. So, again, I agree. I want all of Justice League and Unlimited together in one huge pack on Blu-ray. In glorious high definition, which would be cool. Yeah, I'm going to stop that. And apparently John Landis let it drop at an Empire Magazine Q&A. Disney is going to re-release the original theatrical cuts of the Star Wars trilogy on Blu-ray. And they've been provided by George Lucas.
Now, they're already on the Blu-ray with the special editions, right?
No.
I thought when they released the special edition, they released both versions.
Nope.
Okay.
So our prayers have been quashed. Our prayers have been answered. It's so good. It's so good.
So good, huh?
Here, hug me.
No, it's okay.
Hug me. Hug me!
No.
Ah, it feels good. Now, see, that doesn't feel too bad now, does it?
Yeah, it did feel good.
Yeah, see? It's fine. Don't be so cautious.
Okay? It felt bad. I don't like hugging.
I'm not hugging you anymore. I let go. But didn't the hug feel good?
No.
Fuck you then. Last time I tried to show you love and care as a decent human being.
I don't need your love. I don't need your care. I just need your obedience.
These are the last two stories.
I need your obedience and fear.
Well, these are the absolute last two stories of the evening. Drew Goddard. God damn, I gotta refresh the page to open the link. Sometimes Google Doc is a real dick.
I know, that's the problem I was having. Okay, while you're doing that, I'm about
to... All right, hold on, here we go.
I want you to listen to something, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hold on, here we go. Here we go.
Quiet.
Here it goes. Okay, that was it.
What the hell was that?
I just leveled up my Amazing Spider-Woman character on Facebook.
You paused me? You paused the show just to do that?
She was ready.
Yo, Whitey, can you take it? Okay, Whitey Bulger's left my room, and I don't know where he is in my house.
He's with your mom.
No, he's... No, don't say it. I do not want Whitey Bulger to be my new dad.
What's the story you wanted to get to?
Drew Goddard is still involved with season 2 of Daredevil.
Okay. I didn't know that was a big deal, but go ahead.
He was the original creator of the show.
Right. I'm saying, like, I didn't know they was getting somebody else with season 2.
And he wrote
2.
The first two episodes.
Right. So, I'm saying... I know you're doing a story. I'm just saying, what's the big deal that he still... You would expect
that people... Well, it wasn't... It was unknown whether or not he was... His involvement in season 2 was unknown.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know...
And he said this. I love Marvel. I still work with them. I was in the writer's room for season 2 a couple weeks ago. It's going. I think this sort of got portrayed as this sort of animosity. But it's never been the case. They know I love their properties. They've been very nice to me. We just keep trying to find the right fit. And, you know, he talks about his personal connection with the Matt Murdock character. And, is staying on as a producer, you know, saying, you know, my job is wonderful. Which is, I mean, my friends are running it. Marco Ramirez and Doug Peachy. When I say, what do you guys need? They come in. They say, come in and talk. That's how it works. I'm still the executive producer. I show up and we talk about Matt Murdock. And I say, do you need any more help? And they say no. And then I leave. And he says he's all... So, never fear, people. He's still good. And we got updates on Incredibles 2, which will end this goddamn show. Brad Bird is... taking on. Brad Bird has said, I have the story arc. I'm probably 3/4 through the script. First pass through the script. But we're already boarding parts of it.
I want to see more Jack-Jack.
Jack-Jack?
Yes.
Well, he's even spoken on that. He went on to keep saying, you know, but, you know, the questions brought up, The Incredibles 2 has a unique challenge that the predecessor did, you know, all these number of superhero films being released each year.
And I want to see the kids be older than... I want to see them, like, when it comes back, I want to see them older than what they were before.
And, Brad Bird actually addressed this, saying that that expansion, he had it in mind with his story, saying, "What you don't want to do is trot over the same turf in the same way everyone else does. So we're trying to keep it focused in the area that our film was, which was a little bit more about characters and relationships and stuff like that, and see where that takes us." So Brad Bird's still working hard on Incredibles 2, and I will forever love this man.
Will people care about Incredibles 2 when it finally came out?
Yes! There were so many people that cared about it when it was announced. There are still people who care about this movie.
No. I understand that, but sometimes... I'm excited for an Incredibles 2 movie, but sometimes, you know, time goes on. And, you know, this is a world that the people's attention span just is up in the ether like that.
Well, that even came out... Well, that was even the case for the first Incredibles.
What do you mean, the first Incredibles?
You know, this eight, you know, this attempt.
But I'm saying that was something new. It, you know, Pixar was on a roll. They came out with a movie. It was a hit. But now it's more than 10 years later. So, will people...
People are still going to care.
Okay, I hope so.
People still care. People still really care about The Incredibles, and I will guarantee your ass that they are going to be out in droves come, opening day, and they're going to pay good money for this movie.
People, the Eagles suck.
What?
The Eagles.
What? Okay, so why are we bringing up the Philadelphia Eagles right now?
Because they're on my TV screen.
Oh, and of course, your home turf of Philly.
No. I mean, that's the only game on right now I can watch.
Oh.
And they suck. That's what I'm saying. So, Jordan, there's the chance I might not be able to come on the air next week.
What are you talking about?
Well, the Pope's going to be in town. And the city's going to be on lockdown. And
so just stay in.
What you say?
So just stay inside.
I'm going to have to stay inside.
But then why would we not be able to do the show?
Because the city may take up all the internet. Who knows? I mean, I'm just preparing you. You know, when Pope Francis comes, you know, the internet might not work for me. Because, you know, he got it all in his hotel room so he can watch cable and get on the internet and answer people's prayers and stuff.
So,
you are a big fan of the Pope, right?
I used to be when I was Catholic, but then I got disenchanted with religion, particularly Catholicism. But this current Pope, I really like him. He's honestly speaking to a lot of things I would have loved to have had addressed and talked about within the Catholic Church.
So then,
and you know what? If he was Pope when I was thinking of leaving, when I became atheist and such, he might have convinced me to stay Catholic.
Who was Pope when you lost your way?
What?
Who was Pope when you lost your way?
I think it was still John Francis.
John Francis?
Or Ratzenberg.
Oh, the last Pope.
I think. I don't remember.
Well, let's see. In your lifetime, there was John Paul II. He was Pope for a long time.
I'm aware of that.
But I'm just saying. Then...
Well... Ratzenberg. I don't remember who the Pope was when I decided to say fuck religion.
You know what year this was?
I think it was about 2010 or so.
Yeah, it was.
Why does this matter?
It wasn't John Paul II. He was gone by then. No, I'm just, you know, Pope's coming to town. He's visiting Americas. People are going to take up the city. There ain't gonna be no buses. There ain't gonna be no electricity, no running water. You know.
Well, if that's the case, then hey, we got a week off, and that's fine.
I'm just saying, you know, it could happen.
All right. Well, that's all it is. On. That's it. We're done. We're wrapping this up.
Well, no, we got some time to kill. Let's see. Pope Benedict. He's been...
Okay, god damn it. I do not want to spend the last half hour talking about Catholicism.
Okay, now, let's get to some awesome news, okay?
What news?
I've been saving this. The envelope came this week.
What?
My press pass for New York Comic Con, people. Ted's here.
Flaunt it. Go ahead.
Press. New York Comic Con. Stay tuned. Hours of operations. Activations required. Download the official mobile app. Got The Walking Dead new season October 2015 on AMC. Okay. This is my life, people. My life badge. Okay. Now, if somebody want to buy this off of me, you know.
Okay, how long do I have to suck your dick?
You know, I want money. Fuck that.
Well, fuck that.
Well, you know, if you bought a ticket, it would cost you...
Maybe if I had enough money.
If you bought a four-day pass, it would cost you $105.
Oh, yeah, I totally just have $105 to just throw around.
And they also sent me a code for Star Wars Card Trader mobile app. Get a free pack on that. So I gotta. And download another app for Gemmer. Collect and connect. Who are we? Gemmer is a collection community where people can share, discover, and sell collectible items. I don't know much about that, but. Deadpool cosplay competition. Come see how you stack up against everyone else in the original NES competition. This is going to take place at the show. Mysterious celebrity guests. Stay tuned for details. They want me to come to a booth. Here's the thing, though. Jordan, I get emails for interview requests. Right? You know, that set me up, can interview people. If I did that, that would mean I'm stuck in one room for 4 days. I don't know if I could put up with that. That's why I wish you was coming along, because I would make you do all the interviews.
Oh, and just not let me have any of the fun?
Well, I'm not there to have fun. I'm there to work.
Well, look, I would want to go, too, because I would want to get some interviews and also go among the con floor, maybe take in some of the sites.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you got to go do the interviews where they set it up. So, you can't. You don't know when they're going to schedule you. And, you know, you may not have time to go on the con floor. You know, I didn't make it to the con floor at all last year.
Really?
Yeah.
That is sad.
Well, in the past, usually Thursday was the best day for me to get on the con floor, right? Because it wasn't much going on as far as panels. But last year, I mean, now panels start from like 10 o'clock on a Thursday and just go all the way through. I'm going to miss some of the best evening panels because they're taking place after 8 o'clock at night. Because I got to come home. Unless somebody out there is going to let me stay on their couch for the weekend. I have no choice. Because, you know, panels don't end till like 10:30 at night. And there's no way I could get on an 11 o'clock bus, get back home at 1 in the morning, not probably walk in my house till like 2:30 in the morning, gotta turn back around, come back, go back up to New York. I gotta get a little rest. But, yeah, I was waiting for this envelope and I got it. Now, of course, if I lose it, I'm shit out of luck. So don't put the maloink on me, okay?
The what?
The maloink.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Bad luck.
How would you use actual words?
That is a word.
Okay, use words that make sense.
That does make sense.
You... Ugh, here. I'm just shaking my head right now. You can't hear it, but I'm just shaking my goddamn head.
You never heard the word maloink?
No. I kind of thought it was like, well, is he having a stroke now?
No. You've heard of glum before, right?
Glum?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You know, it's a character on Gulliver's Travel. The cartoon.
I've read Gulliver's Travel.
It's a cartoon from the Banana Splits.
What?
There's a character on the Banana Split cartoon version of Gulliver Traveling the Glum.
I never saw that.
I wouldn't trust staying there, Stanley. I mean, I don't know what would happen. I'd wake up and find somebody on top of me. No, I can't do that. Sorry. But anyway.
I mean, I would love to go. I honestly would, for fun and for work and maybe even catch up with some friends.
I mean, I wish I could do the whole Super Week, but can't. Because now it's a week long. Like, the con is only 4 days, but the city has stuff going on all week long.
All week.
And you can get a Super Week ticket for like $10.
$10?
Yes.
Shit, man.
That allow you to go certain places, get discounts, stuff like
Wait,
that.
Wait, just $10?
Yeah.
Why did you tell me that? What the shit?
How? I'm supposed to spend a week up there in New York?
But why did you tell me that? I could do that.
Okay, so you're going to spend $10 for Super Week, but not go to the con.
Wait, the con's part of Super Week.
No, but I'm saying, you get a Super Week ticket, that doesn't get you into the con.
What? Oh, fuck that.
That gets you into other events around the city.
Oh, well.
Sorry. Let me add in double A.
Well, hey, let me tell you about some of the comics I read this week. Tokyo Ghost, number 1 by Image. Really good book. Black Canary number 4. Really loving that. It's probably my favorite of the DC of the new DC line that debuted from June.
All right, hold up, double A.
I got a great idea.
I'm listening.
This is a serious idea now. Okay.
All right.
I think that since you claim that you're on the clock while you're at the con, you should actually show your work. So this is what I propose. When's the con? 2 weeks?
About 2 or 3 weeks, yeah.
Okay. This is what I propose. I say Surfer Periscope from the con.
I could try, but...
You don't have to reveal your identity.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. No, I know what you're saying.
How important it is to... I mean, you're just as bad as those luchadors, so you...
No. I know. Now, here's the deal.
You can give us the POV advantage.
No, okay, here's the deal. Let me explain what I'm working with, okay? The camera on my tablet, shitty as hell. So you probably wouldn't get a clear picture. Second, where I'm at in the building is underground. So I might not get a internet signal. And there's no guarantee for that.
You're still with the flip phone, right?
Yeah. No, it's not a flip phone, but I don't have a smartphone. No, I do not.
Well, then you can't Periscope because the app is not available for tablets.
Yes, it is. I got it on my tablet.
You've got Periscope on your tablet?
Yes.
I have to take a look because I've tried to put Periscope on my iPad. And.
Well, I got an Android tablet.
Congratulations.
I don't have a tablet. That's my contribution to this conversation.
If you got an iPad, it's a tablet.
I would love an Android tablet, if I'm being honest. Or a Kindle Fire. I would love a Kindle Fire. That would be great.
I'll have to look. I'll have to research the app situation. But that's why...
Maybe one could be bought for me for work purposes.
Well, I feel, you know, when...
Hint?
Surfer submits the paperwork he's got to submit every summer to get his press passes, his press credentials, which, by the way, yeah.
Now, if I remember, I could Periscope
Gordon's name down as a second.
If I remember, I could try to Periscope my entrance into the con, or at some point I could Periscope the cosplayers if I get outside for some air.
And I will do my own Periscope, wishing I was at the damn thing and cursing Surfer.
Now, the thing is, though...
Oxygen tank.
Now, I've never Periscoped before, so I just hit the app, and then what? How do I let people know?
It links up to Twitter.
Yes.
It goes out to your Twitter followers. It tells them, hey, I'm on Periscope. And that's it. And who's ever around will tune in and watch. Hopefully, you'll have a big turnout.
Okay, I'll give it a shot, if it's possible.
I mean, you should do something. At the very least, you should, take...
Because outside, you know, it's enough light that even with a shitty camera, you can see something. But, yeah, inside...
So when is one going to invest in new equipment?
What do you mean new equipment?
Upgrade, you know, to a smartphone.
Like we've got money.
I'm happy with the tablet. Listen,
because if you get a decent smartphone, there's really no
reason. Listen, I'm happy with the tablet, and my contract runs out in December.
All right.
Which I got to pay my bill.
I think that if you just get a decent cell phone, you would eliminate the use of the tablet. It would be an all-in-one.
But I like the tablet. I get a lot of internet data. I get to play my games. I get to look stuff up, you know. My eyesight ain't what it used to be.
And based on what I'm hearing, neither is your stomach. What'd you do, drink an Alka-Seltzer before coming on the air?
Why you say that?
I've heard you like burp like 3 times today.
No, I was...
I'm more put together than you are right now.
I almost got the hiccups.
You don't have the hiccups.
So I almost got the hiccups. You know, I play my Spider-Man.
It sounded like you know when you slowly open a soda bottle.
Well, you probably heard me open up a couple of soda bottles.
No. I know what I heard though. It was loud and clear because you were in mid sentence.
Okay, well, no, it's... I seem like I'm having the hiccups.
You see, now that's hacking up a ball.
That just came up out of nowhere.
Okay, so... You So I'll be upgrading soon enough, you know. But as far as the phone goes, I lose phones, so.
You lose phones. Well, wouldn't it behoove you that you'd be a little bit more careful if you had a decent phone?
No.
What are you doing losing phones, by the way?
Yeah, I just lose them from time to time.
That's awfully careless.
Yep.
I've never lost a phone in my life.
Good for you, Double A. You know, I was listening to last year's shows.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Reliving those shows was just...
I didn't hear them, so...
That post show, that was an extra long show.
Yes, I know. That's why the replay started at 2 o'clock.
But we're going to get some more entertainment tonight in about 12 minutes.
Yeah.
With the post show for WWE. Take two.
Let a special handle this. Pre-show of Night of Champions.
That way, know why I said the post
begins
show.
Begins at 7 with the post show.
Night of Champions pre-show is at 7 p.m., followed by the post show at 11. Hosted by the master of MC himself, A Double.
Another one of these pay-per-views.
And he'll be back on Tuesday with his own show, The Rant.
That's right.
Followed by Freaks and Effing Geeks at 11.
Aye.
Doubleheader Tuesday.
Aye.
Thursday night, Rant and Wrestling.
That's right.
Saturday is not the next show. Friday's the next show, people. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, 9 p.m.
You see, he saved himself.
Come on, I'm playing around.
He did okay.
William Morgan's at 11 p.m. this Saturday with the wrestling call-in show. Sometimes it's the wrestling crying. No, I didn't say that out loud. Call-in show with William Morgan. We'll be back on the air next Sunday at 11 unless the Pope causes me not to come on the air.
At what time?
5 p.m.
Oh, you said 11.
No, I said 11 for William's show.
Yeah, but you said also I'll be back on the air at 11 next Sunday.
No. I didn't, but...
All right. Okay. You know what I heard.
Unless, of course, the there's a problem with the Pope.
Listen, Frank is not going to bother you.
No, I'm just saying the city's going to be on lockdown, so.
Oh, please. Frank is going to... Listen, he's supposed to be out of there by when?
Let me be frank about Frank.
It's not about when he's out there. It's when they... Unlock the city.
He's supposed to be out of there by next Sunday.
Right, but the city will still be on lockdown until he's gone.
Listen, if he leaves his hat behind, I get it.
Listen, if I lived in the area where the Pope's going to be at, you got to move your car. You can't even park your car on your block.
You don't have to worry about that shit because you don't drive.
I'm just saying, you can't. There's no driving down there. There's no public transportation.
Surfer, just stock up on some roast beef and you'll be okay.
Beef.
All right, you'll be okay, and that way you can do your show with no problem. Maybe, who knows, maybe you'll go get a cheesesteak or something, you'll bump into him. He'll be like, Frank, you want to come on the cut? You want to talk comic books?
Yeah, he's probably
wait, Frank who?
Francis. Pope Francis.
Oh, Frank. Yeah, okay, that's one Frank I will want to talk to on the show.
He's probably a big comic book fan.
And you could have, and you'd be like, well, so what's the last comic book you read? And like,
yeah, so where the hell were you when I was leaving Catholicism? You could have kept me.
I haven't read the latest Superman in about 40 years.
Well, you know, he likes pizza, so...
What Italian does?
He's
not Italian, is he?
I know, but...
Here's what we do. I fly into Philadelphia somehow. Someone paid for my ticket. I fly into Philadelphia. Me and Surfer, we have a few days to ourselves. We pal around, getting some hijinks, and then we get Pope Francis to come onto our show, and we talk comics and life and such.
I want a picture of Frank... in Surfer Studio.
I'll be there too.
It's like when Obama sat down with Mark Maron.
I'll take that picture. Would how much you want for it? I'm trying to make a living here, man.
And then when they go to commercial, Frank will just leave.
All I'm saying is that way, if you get that text from me saying that Pope Francis is blocking up the internet, then don't hold it against me. Okay?
I can't wait to hear, you know, Surfer, you know, we went to break and he just leaned over and he said, so where can I go pop a squirt? Because I've been pinching it. I've been holding it in for quite some time.
Now, what's going to happen is he's going to walk into my comic book store while I'm in there.
You know, I've been living here for 26 years, and I found a comic book store hidden somewhere today. I didn't go in, but I just thought I would let everybody know.
It's a comic book store in Tony. I think it's in Tony C's neck of the wood. They have a bar attached to it.
I'm sure. He lives in Orlando.
Yeah. But the guy opened up a bar, so...
By my office, there's a been a comic book store under construction for like a year.
Because alcohol and comic books, they go together for sure.
I often do have a bit of a drink with my comics. Depends on the mood.
That and a whole bunch of overweight, unshaved, portly fellas playing Stratego.
They don't play Stratego. They play Heroclix.
Dragons and...
They play Magic the Gathering, Heroclix. Oh.
God. When I was in high school, there used
Dungeons and Dragons.
There used to be a group of people that used to play Magic, and my God, they used to fight like cats and dogs while I'm here trying to enjoy my chicken patty at lunch, and they're having a fit. You can't do that. You can't put that damn card down when this card is down. That's against the rules. And then they'd bring out the encyclopedia thick official rule book of Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, I just stick to Yu-Gi-Oh. But I think we're going to
play my Pokemons.
I'm going to end the show so I can save the audio.
He so probably brush his teeth, powder his balls.
Who me?
I'm gonna go get some food.
You're probably gonna dip your balls in Johnson & Johnson.
No, Gold Bond,
whatever. You know, that way you can feel fresh. And that's that.
Okay.
I know that's what's important.
Okay. So,
you know, I hate to say this, but I'm watching a video on WWE Network right now of a woman fondling Seth Rollins because he was getting plaster casted for his statue. He was the actual cast for the statue.
Or the one that got destroyed.
The one that was destroyed, and they're showing how they made it, and this woman is fondling Seth.
Man, who doesn't want to be that woman?
I gotta
right
look
now?
That up.
Fondling the balls of greatness.
I don't think I could sit there to be plastic casted with the whole body wise.
He's doing it. Wrestling gear and all. But anyways, end the show because, you know, there's more people tuning in now because they want to hear us talk about.
And also, AA wants to get his balls fondled by Rage and everyone else.
So
for being the grandmaster of this network.
So for,
I'll talk to you next Sunday, Jordan. I hope you learned your lesson and stop licking your cat. You wouldn't cough so much.
So
I don't have a cat. My mom's allergic to cats. We can't have cats.
So for Jordan Cobb and AA,
stop licking the neighborhood cat.
I'm Surfer.
I am Jordan Wolfcobb.
And we'll be back next week. See you later. Peace.